U.S. and Afghan soldiers arrived in the village of Marzak in early January on a high-stakes mission to shape the conditions for the war's end. U.S. Army Captain Jim Perkins says Marzak is the only major settlement along an important Taliban supply line.
Our ultimate goal is that the village of Marzak is secured and denied to the enemy.
Commanders say the key will be a new locally recruited part-time police force called the Afghan Local Police. The coalition would have to create the unit from scratch, overcoming the villagers' ambivalence and inexperience. Nawab Khan is a police trainer who says the recruits know little about war.
They don't have any experience with weapons. Some of the guys haven't even seen weapons before.
The Marzak mission only began after months of negotiations with local elders. The turning point came in August, when the Taliban killed a local man they accused of spying for the coalition.
During Ramadan, about 2 months after the battle, they had what they thought was an informant. So they went into a mosque during Ramadan, pulled him out in the middle of his prayers, did not allow him to finish, and in front of a lot of the people in the village, executed him right there in front of the mosque. Not only was this a slap against their religion, not allowing him to finish prayers, but it really sort of turned the tide against the insurgents and the Taliban by a lot of the villagers.
Marzak's elders pledged 50 men as police recruits, half of what the coalition wanted. But coalition troops had a more immediate problem, building an outpost in one of the world's most inaccessible regions. None of Marzak's roads can support military vehicles, so coalition forces rely on aircraft to keep them supplied.
Oftentimes the weather can go what we call red, which means that we're not able to fly a lot of aircraft as much. So what we've done is we've built a very deep stockpile that would basically allow us to operate for, you know, about a month. If we weren't able to get resupplied.
In mid-January, the troops focused on training the first 50 local cops. They immediately ran into discipline problems.
These guys have never been in any kind of government organization, and the government hasn't been here a very long time. They don't know how government organizations work. We're having to teach them what discipline is and how to organize with the tribal elders.
A month into the mission, the first group of local police was ready for duty, but the coalition's last-ditch effort to secure Marzak had only begun. For reporter David Axe, Millar Sega, VOA News.